Safety lead time. In addition to safety stock, another method to protect against uncertainties in supply or demand is safety lead time. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines safety lead time as an element of time added to normal lead time to protect against fluctuations in lead time so that an order can be completed before its real need date. When used, the Material Requirements Planning, MRP, system in offsetting for lead time will plan both order release and order completion for earlier dates than it would otherwise. SINs, protection time, safety time. Safety lead time works best for lead time uncertainty and not as well for quantity uncertainty. Lead time uncertainty can take different forms. For supplier demand, a delivery could be late or other supply interruptions could occur. For demand, a customer could order earlier than usual. Exhibit 6-38 shows what can happen when safety lead time is not used. In this scenario, demand during the lead time is stable and no safety stock is used, but the lead time is not stable. If the lead time is faster than expected, or is exactly as expected, no stockout will occur. However, if the lead time is slower than expected, a stockout will occur. Exhibit 6-38. Stable demand but unstable lead time. Safety lead time can be used for dependent or independent demand. For items with dependent demand, there is by definition no demand variability since these amounts are calculated. So safety lead time can protect against lead time variability while not generating additional stock that may not be covered by demand. For items with independent demand, safety lead time can still be used. But most independent demand items have demand variability, so safety stock is often preferred. It can be used with independent demand item if they have very little or no demand variation, but do have lead time variation. Using safety lead time results in a spike in inventory that quickly resolves itself. Safety lead time can be beneficial compared to safety stock for items with sporadic demand, because it reduces uncertainty without resulting in more units that may not sell for a long time. Let's look at an example of how safety lead time works. Say that a product has a 2-week lead time and is needed in period 4, which means that the system would normally release the order in period 2. If a 1-week safety lead time is used, the order will be released in period 1 and arrive in period 3. The due date would still need to be set as period 4, however, or any linked requirements would also be impacted.